Morena e te whānau, welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. If you clicked on this episode, you obviously want to save your safety net. So before I dive into how to actually build one, I first wanted to touch on why it's actually important to have one. Now, you never know what can happen in life, redundancy, unexpected costs arising. Your safety net is literally a safety net. It's there to prevent you from getting into debt if these costs may arise. So, for example, if your car breaks down and you've got no savings there, some people will go into debt in order to fix their car or buy a new car. Your safety net is there to protect you. Now, I'm not saying that your safety net is there to replace a car if your car was to break down, but it's just having some pūtea there to look after you when life slaps you in the face and something happens. Now, I found on healthcareplus.org, it said that 44% of New Zealanders don't have any emergency savings, leaving many stretched when something unexpected happens. So if you want to join the 56% of New Zealanders that do, here is where I would start. I would firstly set a goal of saving a $1,000 safety net. $1,000 probably isn't going to cover a lot of emergencies that come up, but it's a great place to start. When I first saved my safety net, I saved $1,000. I crashed my car and, well, someone crashed into me actually, and my excess or my insurance was more than that. It all ended up being okay, but it's important to just start small and set a goal, something that's not going to overwhelm you, but in knowing that, you know, you want to build more than $1,000. So what I would do next is I would make sure that you have a money plan. This is where you track your incoming and your outgoings. I have actually just recorded a podcast episode about that, so I will tag that in the show notes so that you can go and listen to that if you've never made a money plan. But you basically want to see if there's any extra money you could put towards savings within your current money plan. If there's not, you're just not making enough money, think about how you might be able to make some extra cash so that you can put it towards your safety net. When I didn't have an $1,000 emergency fund, I actually had some flash things in my whare, and I looked around and I was like, this doesn't make sense. I need to have at least $1,000. So I sold a lot of the things that I had that I didn't need, just things like flash handbags or, you know, just ridiculous things, things that I really don't care about now. But back when I started my financial huarahi, I was quite frivolous with my spending as if I was rich, and, you know, I wasn't. So that's something that I did, and it really helped me to just save that $1,000. And honestly, when you save that first $1,000, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, I did it. I saved $1,000. And you're going to have this like confidence, this feeling like, oh my gosh, I did $1,000. I can definitely do more. 1K is a stepping stone. If you've done your money plan, you'll know what 1 month of your living costs is. So if you get paid weekly, you know, you can times this by 4.3. The average month has 4.3 weeks in it. So times it by 4.3, that's 1 month of your living costs, and then multiply this by 6. Now, when I first did this, this number just completely overwhelmed me. I wondered how on earth I'd be able to save that much money, but I can promise you, you can do it if you stay consistent at this and you find ways to bring in extra pūtea. So what I would do is I would start small. So say, for example, if 6 months of your living costs is $15,000, then, you know, set little $1,000 goals. So, okay, now I'm going to hit 2K, I'm going to hit 3K, I'm going to hit 4K. I would start there and just put a bit extra away. The next thing I would do is any extra money you get, funnel it towards that debt. So if you get a pay rise, or if you get a bonus from work, or if you get a Christmas present, or if you get a birthday present, you know, and actually, here's another tip. Is, you know, when people just really struggle to find gifts, like, actually tell everyone, I'm trying to save my safety net, so if anyone wants to give me anything, please give me money, even if it's 20 bucks, you know, it all helps, and put 100% of that towards your savings. Now, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, $100, it's like, do you want to save the safety net or not? Because temporarily, you're going to go through, it's delayed gratification. You're saying for the next 6 months, or whatever, however long it's going to take you, you're going to limit spending your money on anything that you don't need, and you're going to funnel it all towards your safety net. Now, it obviously depends on your financial position. If you're making, you know, $2,000 a week, it's not going to be as hard to save that. But if you're making $500 a week, then it's just going to require some sacrifice in order to get there. And if you don't want to make that sacrifice, then it's like you can't have everything in life. You cannot have everything in life. Sometimes you've got to make some sacrifices in order to get where you want to go. So yeah, any extra money, funnel it towards that. Number 8 that I have on this list is creating money boundaries. So what I would do is I'd have a clear set of rules about what your safety net is for. Now, it's not for going to Kmart, it's not for going to town, it's not for going to parties, it's not for any of those things. And I say those things because I used to spend mine on that. And it was just a mess because, you know, you would finally save some money and then it would just go on things that weren't emergencies. Now, to be clear, like, I literally haven't had an emergency that I've required to tap into my account for well over a year. I actually can't remember the last time I used this money, and I was trying to think of it, and I genuinely cannot remember because I have money boundaries. So I have a list of reasons why I can use that money and all the reasons why I can't. Now, what this looks like is if someone asks me if I want to go, say, on a holiday, or if I want to go to, like, or do anything, or if I want to buy some new clothes, and if I have no money other than that safety net, that means the answer is no. Now, a lot of people, they don't understand this. They see the money in their account and they're like, oh yeah, I've got it. No, if you've got, like, this is just the bare minimum, saving this amount of money. Everything, we need to make sure we protect this money at all costs, so creating some money boundaries. Another really important thing that I implemented, because I found that when other people had emergencies, I felt obliged to share them my emergency fund. And that's one of my rules. My safety net is for my emergencies and my emergencies only. Now, I'm not a mother, so I don't have children. I don't have dependents that rely on me. I do think it's really important to factor that in. If you do have tamariki, factor in that. If you're responsible for them, if they're children, you know, increasing your goal to save, but have some rules around what this is for and what this is not for, so that you can actually sustainably build this. And then once you build it, actually keep it there so you don't have to keep on rebuilding it, because that is emotionally exhausting, having this, like, up and down nature of, like, finally saving it and then, oh, it goes, and then finally saving it and then, oh, that goes. Completely different if it's emergencies happening. If actual emergencies are happening, like, can we just look at this? Because so many people come to me and they say, oh, you know, I've got this emergency fund, but things keep on happening and I keep on needing to use it. If emergencies genuinely keep on happening in your life and you have to use your emergency fund, can we just say thank you? Can we say thank you that you have an emergency fund, that you've got Putia there, because the alternative would have been to go into debt for it. So if you've genuinely got emergencies, obviously use it. But if you have a tendency to spend money in your account that you, like, it's not designed for that, there are a few things that I would do. One of them is, some banks allow you to hide bank accounts. I would definitely recommend hiding it from yourself if you lack self-control. Another one is opening it up in a completely different bank entirely and not giving yourself online banking facilities. Now, the really important thing with saving a safety net is that you need it to be accessible, so that if an emergency happens, you can access it. You don't want to have to, like, this is why you wouldn't put your safety net in investments, because if they're in investments and you have to sell those investments before you can access the money, it's not there for its purpose. It needs to be readily available in a bank account that you can access, you know, literally, like, something happens in the morning and you can have the money by the afternoon. So you want to do that. Even things like term deposits, if you have to cancel and you have to give notice, or, you know, all of those things, I would just put it in a savings account. Put it on the highest interest savings account you can find and just leave it there. Lock it away from yourself so that you can't access it, but also make it accessible. It's a really tricky line. Another tip, you know, depending on who's in your life and who's reliable, if, say, for example, you live with your partner and you have, like, a to-sign account, that can help, because if you need to talk someone else into signing it and bring them to the bank with you, that can make it harder to access the money, but also still available if you need it in an emergency. The other thing that I would do is make it exciting. So put post-it notes on your wall, you know, have like 1K, 2K, 3K, and like rip them off as you're going. Like make it fun somehow to have it like be something that you're looking forward to. I'm excited to put money away because I can tick this off my list. I can pull a post-it note down or I can do whatever it is. Make it fun, make it exciting. And number 10 on my list is to find ways to cut costs to save more if you are spending money in things that don't align with your goals. So this is value-based spending. If your goal is to save a safety net, but you're out at Kmart and buying takeaways and, you know, buying vapes or buy, like whatever it is, find ways to cut those costs out. And I actually dive into this in the episode about creating a money plan. But for example, I used to spend a lot of money on takeaways, but the reason why was because I was so busy working and it was just the easiest way to get food. And so what I did was I started doing my shopping on a Sunday and I would meal prep some meals. I would freeze some meals so that I just always had kai available at home. And I knew, okay, I've had a long day at mahi, but I'm not going to go through the drive thru. I'm just going to go home, chuck the kai in the microwave or, you know, heat the kai up in the pot. Like it's not that hard. It's so easy. The other thing too is like you just feel so much better. Like you feel so much better eating good kai that you cook at home as opposed to takeaways, which gives you more energy, which means that you can actually work more or you can increase your productivity and make more money. Anyways, so, you know, it's like finding ways to cut those costs so that you can save more and it helps you in like literally every area of your life anyways. But, you know, if you've already cut costs, the thing about cutting costs is that there's a limit to how much you can cut your costs. You know, like you can only go to zero and that's like pretty impossible if you've got things you need. Although in saying that, I have heard some really cool stories about people who have done some pretty cool stuff to grow their businesses, like going and house sitting and then finding ways to get coupons for kai and then like borrowing like the house when they're house sitting, borrowing their cars and things like that so that they literally had no living expenses. But, you know, for most people, the, you know, especially if you've got a whānau, it's going to be quite hard to do that and to relocate your whānau every time your house sitting job wraps up. But finding ways to cut costs, that has a limit to it, but increasing your income has infinite potential. So if you can find a way to bring in some extra pūtea, then that will help you to funnel it towards your safety net. And as I'm saying this, I think it would be really helpful if I just recorded a podcast episode about some different ways to increase your income. Obviously, I've got lots of business podcast episodes about doing it that way, but I think just finding some like quick ways to bring in some extra pūtea, I think that would be a helpful episode. So I'm going to record that. But yeah, those are my tips on how to save a safety net. If you find this podcast valuable, I was looking on my podcast and so many of you guys listen to the podcast, but you don't rate the show or you haven't rated the show. So I would be so grateful if you could rate the show and yeah, just let me know if you are enjoying it and everything like that. And also if you enjoyed this podcast episode and found it helpful, can you do your followers a favor and just share it with them? Make sure to tag me. And honestly, I'm so grateful every single time someone shares it on their story. It makes my day genuinely, like I love seeing it because this, my mission is to help as many people as possible. And I can't do that without your tautoko, without spreading the message about the Māori Millionaire podcast. But that is us for today. E te whānau. I am going to get on to recording this next episode about different ways to bring in some extra pūtea. But that is us for today. I love you all and I will talk to you all again next week. Ka kite.